Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The state of Georgia is looking to overhaul its citizens' arrest statute. It's a statute that was used to defend the three white men that chased and shot Ahmaud Arbery, a black man last summer, who was out jogging. The ability to arrest a citizen dates back to the Civil War, and it allows citizens to detain someone if a crime is committed in their presence or with their knowledge. There is no evidence that Arbery had committed any crime. Emma Hurt from member station WABE in Atlanta has been following the efforts to change the law, and she joins us now. Emma, welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. So a group of mostly Democratic lawmakers began advocating for the repeal of this statute back in May. How would this proposal, which is spearheaded, by the way, by the Republican governor, change the ability for a citizen to arrest someone?
Yeah, so right now, as you mentioned, the statute is really vague. It allows anybody, if you witness a crime, to arrest somebody else. It doesn't say anything, I should add, about killing someone, which is what happened to Ahmaud Arbery, as we know. And this new plan would repeal that statute and replace it with one that just allows really specific kinds of citizen detainment, as they're calling it, like a shop owner who witnesses a shoplifter. And it also explicitly prohibits any use of force except in self-defense.
Okay. As I mentioned, this dates back to 1863. And this law was established during really one of the worst periods of racial tension in our history. And it's remained unchanged, as you said. What was the original intent behind it?
Yeah, so provisions like this really date back to medieval times, kind of the ideas when police couldn't arrive on time or law enforcement wasn't around. Citizens had to take things into their own hands. And the Georgia law, as you said, dates back to 1863 and the state's original code, which was drafted by a secessionist. But we don't know exactly, we don't know what the exact intent was. We know that Georgia leaders have decided that it really leaves too much room for what they're calling vigilantism. So people taking the law into their own hands. That's what the men who are in jail for Arbery's murder say they were trying to do, even though there's been no evidence that he committed the burglary they accused him of. And it's also why Arbery's death has been called a modern day lynching, because this really does evoke so much of what we saw in the South, especially in decades past.
What's the next step in this process of overhauling the statute?
This has a really good chance of passing. It's got the governor's support, other of the state's top Republican officials, and Democratic leaders in the legislature as well, who've been calling for this since May. And, you know, if it passes any indication, there was a similar push to pass Georgia's hate crimes law in the summer after Arbery's death, and that sailed on through. So we're expecting this to move pretty quickly and smoothly. This is really a second promise that lawmakers made to the Brunswick community, along with citizens' arrest after the outrage.
That's Emma Hurt with member station WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.